and he's been good enough to join us after Miss Dubois' win yesterday. Matty, good morning, and great ride, but tremendous staying effort by this mare, and that must open doors for you down the track too, mate. Looks like she'll get further. Good morning, Matt.
Morning. Oh, yeah.
Can she get further, do you think, mate?
I think so, yeah. I don't think she'll have any problem probably stretching beyond, probably get 2,400 anyway, based on what she did yesterday. So, proper stayer.
Yeah, proper stayer. So we're thinking carnival time?
She'll break now. She's been in work for a long time. She was actually purchased through a sale at Magic Millions before, and she was in work before I got her, and she'd had a few runs. So she's done an incredible job to stay up as long as she has, and she's done plenty of travel and coped really well with it. So, as I said, she's actually on her way home now, and she'll have a break. And just depending on how well she does, she's only a slight little thing. She's certainly not robust to look at. But depending on how quickly she puts weight on in the paddock, we'll decide whether we sort of give her 4 weeks or a bit longer, or work it out as we go along a little bit, and then we can decide which way we head. Or probably, certainly winter, she'd be more than capable of contesting some of the Cups races or something. Perhaps might be a good target.
Yeah, no, she's a very promising mare. Matty, can I ask you as a trainer, when the fields come out Wednesday, I know you had a few other runners in the Country Classic, but Miss Dubois draws barrier 17. She's in the car park, basically. What's the first thought that goes through your mind?
Lucky we've got the best jockey on. Probably.
It was a ride yesterday, wasn't it? Gee.
Certainly was. Mm. It's a good help. And the same can be said for most of my runners in the race. They were all really well, and they all found their spot. But what he did on her to find the spot, and decisions that he made mid-race to start to make ground, because they probably weren't going quick enough, were telling factors in the end, And the gate, I wasn't that worried, because I knew we'd get back, and sometimes you draw inside gates and you get locked away three quarters of the way back, and you can't take action when you need to. And if he'd drawn inside, that probably would have happened yesterday, because I don't know that she would have been a whole lot closer than what she was anyhow. Mm. And maybe when he needed to go, he couldn't. So, good ride, and she was always going to win, but it took her the whole length of the straight to sort of get there. Mm.
So what do you do then from a instruction point of view with someone like Kieran, and with that great experience, and you know you've got a top class jockey on board, and you just don't know how the race is going to play out? You've sort of got an idea, but what do you do from an instruction point of view there, Matt?
I don't give jockeys instructions or specific instructions. It's more a discussion before the race. They've got really good ideas on where horses will be in running, probably more so than me. They've got managers that do speed maps and watch form closely in Sydney, particularly down there. And these guys, they know their stuff. And
sure.
Me trying to put ideas in their head is probably an error. Or Kira trying to put ideas in their head is probably an error, because she does the whole thing down there. But, they, as I said, they know their place. And as it turned out, he had to make an adjustment, maybe 800 out, which I didn't think we'd be going forward that soon. But, he assessed the race well and made the right decision.
Mm. Well, the others in the race, Miss Dubois was fantastic. I thought Madame de Barn and particularly Zamex were okay. Bronze Venom, though, Matt?
I think the track was too firm for him.
Okay.
He's got white feet, and we do have to manage them a little bit. And I think yesterday that track was just a bit firm, because on the straightening, I thought, gee, he's really looking like the winner here.
Yeah.
And he just couldn't let down properly on it. And I think that was probably the issue. He's not sore, but he just does feel firm tracks a little bit. So we'll get him home and maybe give him a freshen at the Water Walker or something for a couple of weeks and find him a staying race in Brisbane.
Mm. Yeah. The name, we've had a bit of speculation this morning. Is it Streetcar Named Desire, Blanche Dubois?
I have no idea,
okay,
to be honest, because I honestly don't know, because my clients bought her through a tried sale, so
right.
I don't know where the name comes from. I didn't even know how to pronounce it when she first came. Actually, I think the first couple of emails to the owners, I called her Miss Dubious or something. But, but no, I couldn't tell you that.
That's it. Yeah. What about Reeling? He was good again in the Tab Highway, second up at the 1500. I think he's bursting to win a race, Matt.
Yeah, you're right. I'm just a little bit disappointed with his racing yesterday. Ty couldn't sort of get at him properly lately because he wanted to roll in a bit. Whether that was because he's maybe fatiguing a little or ridden a little closer, he had to put him a bit closer than what he normally races because of lack of tempo. And there wasn't a whole lot we could do about that. And maybe that just created a little bit more fatigue late going to the 1500 second up. Mm-hmm. That he just wanted to get in a bit behind him. But he is. he's a frustrating horse because he's always done this, and we took him through hoping to get him to a Derby through the winter last year, and he probably couldn't run that trip, and I think yesterday's about as far as he needs to go. But yeah, he's not far away, and again, you know, like the travel helps these horses.
Yep.
Like he's been down and back twice now, and he'll come home, and I'll just decide whether we take him back down for another one or whether we keep him up here. Because he gets so far back, it's difficult to run him at Durban because there's a distinct on-pace bias in most races. They're particularly shorter races, and you know, he'll probably end up back down in Sydney in another highway in a few weeks' time. We'll just see how he recovers over the next week or so.
Fair enough.
Fantastic. Yeah. Hey, Matty, thanks very much for joining us. We do appreciate it. Well done yesterday with Miss Dubois, and no doubt we'll speak again soon.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks, mate.
There he is, Matty Dunn. Winner there yesterday, Miss Dubois. The only favourite, you're saying, got up.